My name's Patricia King, and today we're going to be talking about kingdom wealth on today's program. So get ready for an impartation, because once the truth gets out there, it goes to work inside of your life and brings results. We have with us Joshua Mills. And Joshua, you have actually just authored a brand new book on this subject,
right,
called Unlocking the Realms of Blessing, Favor, and Increase.
Right.
And I've got a few little glimpses from you in the past of listening to different sermons that you've delivered at some of our conferences,
sure,
about just these realms that we can break into. And so I wanted to have you on today's program share some
awesome
kingdom secrets. It says the secret things belong to God, but when they're revealed, they belong to us
they
and to our children
to
forever.
Amen. There's something that God is doing in this day where He's bringing the revelation to us. He's increasing us in revelation and wisdom and understanding, that we might go in and that we might take the good of the land, that we might partake of what has been purchased for us on the cross of Calvary. And something that God began to deal with me about over the last few years is about the realms of blessing, the realms of favor, the realms of increase, and how they build on one another. Some believers are stuck in just the realm of blessing, and that's good because it's a blessing, but God's wanting to increase to the next level of favor,
yeah,
and then into the next level of increase. And so in this book, I've laid out with the word, you know, because the word works. We
right
know that the word
right
works. It doesn't matter what your situation is, the word always works.
Always.
And I've laid this out with the scripture from the word, and along with personal testimony and understanding that God has given me, and really given keys that every single believer can go in and unlock these realms in their personal life.
Yay!
Now, the first realm, the realm of blessing,
right,
I love the realm of blessing. The Bible says that, see if I won't open the floodgates, the windows of heaven, and pour out such a blessing that you can't even contain. And so the realm of blessing, it's coming from heaven, it's released from heaven, so it's not something that we've earned because
right
of our own ability,
right,
but it's something that God wants to release to us. The Bible
by
says
grace,
every good and perfect gift comes from
yeah,
above.
The Father
it comes
above
from Him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so He's wanting to release these blessings on us. And you know, even a few years ago, we were in meetings and we began to experience this realm of blessing being unlocked in our life, in our ministry. And in this realm of blessing, people were receiving gifts from heaven.
Wow.
You know, we've seen the gold dust. We've seen these supernatural signs and wonders.
Yeah.
But they're a prophetic sign of what God's doing in regards even to finance.
Right.
And we've seen people come into the meetings and supernaturally receiving money in their wallets, in their pockets, in their purses. God multiplying money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where is it coming from? It's coming from heaven. It's
absolutely
literally that opening up the floodgates of heaven to
yeah
see that there's a blessing that's being poured out that we can't even contain.
Joshua, I remember, I think you were in this meeting too, I'm pretty sure, where because we've seen oftentimes when that realm of blessing comes, then all of a sudden people are compelled to give. They just
right
run up to the front
right
and give or whatever.
Right.
But I've seen people in those meetings that they'll empty out their wallets completely
right
because they're feeling the blessing of God. And
right
they're,
they know
no,
the blessing's there.
No one asked them
right
to.
Right.
It wasn't even someone saying, come forward and give an offering. No one asked. It was just like, it was just there, and this compelling force is in them, just this desire to bless. But then they testify that before they leave the meeting, I mean, I had three people in one meeting testify that they received $1,000
right
that they never had before they went
right
into that meeting.
Right.
Now, where does that come from?
Right. It comes from God. It's that,
exactly,
that opening up the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing. And so there's these heavenly blessings that are being released on people in this day. We've been in meetings like that where a man, I remember he was giving the very last of what he had in his wallet. When he went back to his seat, he had 15 $100 bills in his wallet.
Amazing.
I mean, that
yeah
it's not just, oh, he overlooked the money
no
or he didn't see it. I mean, this is a genuine supernatural miracle of God, because we serve a God
yeah
of miracles.
I remember being in a meeting like that, and all of a sudden everybody in the meeting starts running up and throwing money on the altar,
right?
Right,
right.
And this woman testified afterwards that she had so wanted to give, but she wanted to give with a purpose. And she said, Lord, my desire in life is that I would be able to go and help orphans in Brazil.
Right.
So she took all the money out of her wallet,
right,
all the cash. She goes running up to the front with this and puts it all on the altar. And she said, God, I want to give you all the money I have right now, And I'm sowing it for my future because I want to go to Brazil and work with the orphans. She goes back to her seat, and the Holy Spirit speaks to her heart and says, look in your wallet.
Right,
and she says,
right.
But I gave everything away. He says, go in your wallet. And but I gave everything away. She went into the wallet finally after he speaks three times.
It's amazing.
And she opens up the wallet, and in it is Brazilian money.
Oh, my God. That's
can
amazing.
You believe that?
I can't believe that.
You know,
I can
it's like
that.
It's just like I believe God sent an angel to give her a sign
totally.
Of the blessing of God that he was going to bless her with the fulfillment of her dreams. It touched me
it's
so
amazing.
Much.
We've been in meetings where God has been moving by His Spirit. That realm of blessing drops into the realm. All of a sudden, the windows of heaven are open, and people even receive supernatural bank account deposits.
Yes.
Where money that was not in their bank accounts yeah. is supernaturally transferred into their bank accounts.
Right.
The Bible talks about the wealth of the wicked being transferred. There's being a transference yeah. of wealth in these last days.
Yep.
And so we're seeing some of that happen.
We were in a conference, and I think, again, you were in this one. It was a few years ago now. But in one of the offerings, a woman was compelled to give out of her account. She
right.
went to her bank
right.
machine after, you know, just to see how much was left in there
right.
so that she could take some out for her lunch.
Right.
And she pretty much had drained her bank account. The next time she went to her bank account, there was $30,000 in there
right, I remember
before
that.
The end of the conference.
Right.
She checked out. She didn't touch it for a month because she was afraid, well, maybe it was a mistake by the bank.
Right.
She went to the bank and said, can you help me figure this out because I don't know where this $30,000 is. This mine? And the bank people looked through the reports. They said, well, yeah, it's yours.
It was totally God.
It was totally God.
It was just, there's no other way to describe it or to give a reason to it except for it's just God. When that realm right. of blessing comes on your life, I mean, He pours out that blessing
yeah.
so much that we can't even contain it.
I love living in that realm.
Exactly. And that's the thing, we can, all of us can live in this realm. It's not just reserved for a few or just the evangelists
yeah.
or just the prophets. It's
every available. Child of God.
Every single child of God is called to live in this realm. And that's why I wrote that book. That's why I've laid these realms out to give understanding. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish.
Yeah.
It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge or revelation.
Right.
So God really put it upon my heart to lay out the revelation,
yeah.
to put down the word, to give the testimony, which builds faith,
yeah.
so that each and every single person can live and walk in
yeah.
this realm. And so I believe that God's going to do
Woo!
That this through that book. And I mean, it's just tremendous what God's doing. But the thing is, He doesn't just keep us at one level
right.
of blessing or one level of glory. The Bible says we go from glory,
to glory. And from
so
blessing
He moves
to blessing.
Us from just being blessed into a realm now of supernatural favor.
Right.
And I talk about that in the book, is that God's wanting to bring us into a realm of favor. What does it mean to be favored to God? It means it doesn't matter what someone else says about you. It doesn't matter what your situation looks like. It doesn't matter
right.
what the natural would try to dictate for your life.
Right.
When you've got favor on your life, you've got favor.
Yeah.
When you've got favor, you are favor. You know, I read the Bible, and it talks about Joseph having favor
yeah.
on his life. He had so much favor
yeah.
on his life
no matter
that
what
he
happened
was
to him.
Moved from being a prisoner
yeah.
to being the prime minister
exactly.
in one day.
Exactly.
Do you know that God can do
yeah.
that? For those that are watching today, I believe that God can move some from the pit to the palace in one day. Why?
In one day.
Because of the favor of God. When you unlock that realm of favor, all of a sudden, the favor of God comes upon you. And I tell you, the favor of God that comes upon you, your life, is something that money can't buy you.
Right.
And people will look at you and say, how did you get to that place? How did you get that open door? How did you get that opportunity? It's because of the favor of God. And God has called every single believer to
yeah.
walk in that realm of favor.
And it's undeserved, unmerited favor. That's
exactly.
what makes it so special because
exactly.
we can't say, well, I'm favored because I'm so good or because I'm
exactly.
so great. We're favored because He is great and because
exactly.
He is awesome, because He is so kind.
Exactly.
And it's like, and we can determine that realm, which we'll talk about later. But
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus is our ultimate example.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that He increased
mm-hmm.
in wisdom and in stature,
and
in
favor
with God
and
with man. And so as our example, we need to understand when the revelation comes, when the wisdom comes, we're not only increased in revelation or wisdom, but the reason why God is releasing his revelation is that we would walk into favor with God and with man. And so that's what I talk about in the book and give those keys, just practical applications for living this thing out. You know, what God is doing in the glory realm, what God is releasing today is for us. It's for us to walk into. The Bible says, don't just be a hearer of the word only, but be a doer of it also.
I love it. Yeah. You know, it says in Deuteronomy 28, it says that when we obey the word of God, which Jesus has totally fulfilled all of that,
right,
complete obedience. So because he's done it, we can walk in the fullness of that. But it says all these blessings, all the blessings,
right, all
will come upon us and literally overtake us, like come
exactly
up from behind and take us
exactly
down, right? I love that picture. And we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing
right
in the heavenly places in Christ.
Right.
We've been blessed and not cursed. And it says in the Bible that we're favored, that he even surrounds the righteous. We're righteous because of Christ in us, but he surrounds us with favor as a shield.
Does.
The devil can't get at us because we're so favored. We
exactly
can't help it. We're just favored.
Exactly.
We get upgraded and we get this and we get that. We get favor and open doors because of his blessing
right
of favor and then increase. We were made for that. He said, be fruitful and multiply.
Exactly.
It's always unto increase. Joshua,
right,
this is exciting. You know what? I want you to pray for XP before we finish this program and for all of our viewers. We're going to be right back.
Simple Supernatural by Joshua Mills. Learn to live a lifestyle of miracles, signs, and wonders. Get equipped to live in the glory and operate in the supernatural power of God's Word. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 122 or go online at xpmedia.com. Order Simple Supernatural now for just $13 and be launched into the manifested glory of the kingdom. Order now.
No, I can't do Thursday. No, I have Haley's recital. I don't understand what the problem is. No, you don't understand. No puedo, que más puede pasar. Me estoy volviendo.
This is really good, babe. Just keep it coming.
Submit your work to the 2011 New Media Fest. Go to christianfilmfest.org.
Try less anger.
You can help Patricia King reach millions with the love of God by donating to the new Studio Building Fund. Partner with us today. Donate online at xpmedia.com or call 866-980-5464.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about a fantastic subject, kingdom wealth, and about your new book, or at least the contents of what's in the
right
book, called Unlocking the Realms of Blessing, Favor, and Increase. So we're just going for all three of these realms. And
right
so we covered a little bit about blessing, and you got some more to share on favor, and then we're going to go increase, and then we're going to pray, and do a bunch
awesome
of impartation.
That's
and
awesome
opening up the realms.
You know, God wants us to be favored. God is wanting to pour out his favor on us. We have to be willing to receive it. The Bible talks about the favor of God, and it even talks, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Describes how it's going to be given unto us. It says, pressed down, shaking together, and then running
over.
So not only do we have a blessing, when we unlock the realm of blessing, there's a blessing that comes, so much that we can't contain, but then God wants to bring us to the next level of favor,
mm-hmm,
where it's pressed down, shaken together, and it runs over. So the blessing's
wow
running over, the favor's running over, but the Bible describes how it's poured back into our lap. It says that men shall give unto your lap, into your bosom shall men come, and they shall give it. It's interesting that the Bible talks about that blessing or the favor coming into our life from men and from women. I believe that when we get into that realm of favor, there's going to be favor with God, but there's also going to be favor with men, with women,
yes,
with those around us. There's going to be people that come to us. They don't even understand why they're coming. They don't understand why they're bringing what they're bringing to our life or why they're doing what they're doing for us, but it's because of the favor of God upon our life. It's that Isaiah 60, men
right
shall come, kings shall come
and
to
nations,
the brightness,
yeah,
nations to the brightness of our rising.
And that's like with King Solomon. He was a favored king, and he was favored with wisdom and wealth. He was blessed with wisdom and wealth. And the Queen of Sheba came, and she comes with all these camels and gold and silver and spices. He didn't need any more camels. He was the richest king of his day. He didn't even need any more gold, silver, nothing. But the spirit of wealth attracts wealth. So when you get into that level of favor, the increase is amazing. It just automatically comes.
It is amazing because the glory on your life will attract others to you and to bless your life and to bring favor to you.
That's right.
I remember that several years ago, I was on my way to Brazil. And I remember that morning we had some bills that needed to be paid and things that needed to be taken care of in the ministry. And Janet was taking me to Brazil and or to the airport to go to Brazil. And I remember that at that time, I didn't have extra finances. I didn't have anything to spend in Brazil, but God had told me to go to Brazil. And the thing is, when you got favor on your life, you don't have to worry about how it's all going to work.
And you don't need money either.
Exactly, because you got favor.
Favor's a kingdom currency.
Exactly. And so here I went to the airport without any cash. I didn't have any money. And Janet was driving me to the airport. She didn't have any cash, any money. And yet there's bills to be paid. There's things to be taken care of. And I remember we prayed in the car. I said, Janet, I said, what do you need? What are we going to need for our bills? And she said, we need $1,000. That's what she said. And so I said, okay, let's just believe God together that God is going to give you the $1,000. I don't know how it's going to come, but we've got favor on our life. I know that it's going to come. The Bible says that if we've given to God, then it's going to come back to us, pressed down, shaken together. Men or women are going to pour into our lap the favor. And so we just prayed in the car. I went down to Brazil. God did an amazing move, the favor on my life. God opened up doors. God took care of me. I mean, it was the most amazing ministry trip. And while I was gone, as I was leaving on that airplane, Janet goes to the mailbox. She gets a letter in the mail with $1,000 check, exactly what we needed.
Exactly.
And it came from the Canadian Arctic. You know, it came from a place that we would never expect. It came from a source that we didn't see it coming from.
But it's a place where you had poured lots into.
Exactly. We had poured into the Arctic, and that's the place where God was allowing it to be poured back into our lap. And so this is what favor will do for you. It will cause you to walk in a realm that you haven't known, that you haven't seen. Like you said, you don't deserve it in the natural, but God allows us to walk in it because of what He's done for us.
And it's just life in the kingdom, isn't it?
Exactly. It is life in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And because everything's building upon the next, God takes us from blessing into favor and then over into the realm of increase. God's not just wanting that we would maintain, but God's wanting us to increase.
Right.
You know, as soon as something stops growing, it's dying.
Right.
And so God's always wanting that we would go to the next level, that we would grow up a little bit higher, that we would do more for God, that we would walk into realms that we've never, that have been unexplored for us.
Right.
And God's wanting to bring us into a realm of increase. And I remember several years ago, I remember Jan and I just getting this feeling like we wanted to give away our product, our resource that our ministry had. And I think you were actually at that conference.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, you gave it all away.
We gave it all away. But the funny thing is I remember that product. It was all shoved into one little black file cabinet. I mean, there were several shelves, and it was, I think, about $5,000 worth of product.
Right.
But that was everything that we had. And at the time, that was just everything. I mean, it was the most amazing thing to give that away. But I remember we just had this feeling like we wanted to sow that.
And don't you love it when God asks you to do something like that?
Right.
It's like, it doesn't make any sense to the mind.
Right.
But in your spirit, there's such joy. You think, I got to do it.
And you know that there's something on the other side of your seed. Mm-hmm. On the other side of every single seed is a harvest.
Right.
And so in order to get the harvest, you have to sow the seed.
Right.
And so when God gave us just this impression, this feeling like we wanted to sow this seed, we realized that every seed produces after its kind.
Yeah.
And so as we sowed our product, we were really believing that God would escalate, bring our product ministry, our resource ministry to a whole new level.
Right.
And it's funny because I remember during that conference, we had given you one of our Praise Changes the Atmosphere CDs, and it was homemade. You know, it was the best that we could do at the time. But we sowed those.
Right.
And you know what happened, Patricia? Is we went from a place of just having our product in a closet to now we have a warehouse, and now we've got shelves and shelves and shelves of product, and everything professionally made and duplicated. And but because of the increase, God brings us into a place of increase. Whatever we sow, that's what we're going to reap. The Bible says God will not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
I've always known that increase. Like when God says it, He upholds his word.
Right.
And sometimes it takes a while for that seed to come back.
Right.
You know, but it always comes back.
Always
and it
comes
always
back.
Comes back with increase. And even in the natural, you can see it. Like if you sow a bean seed, it's not going to grow one bean.
Exactly.
It always grows exactly. more than what's sown. So you get a whole bean plant full of beans. That each bean is full of seed.
Right.
Like that's
right.
multiplication.
It's the nature of the seed.
Yeah, and Jesus said if you plant in good soil, fertile ground, it's 30, 60, 100 fold. But I like Deuteronomy 1:11 where it says a 1,000-fold increase. I've been standing
right.
on that,
right.
a 1,000-fold. Why not?
Why not?
You know?
Why
but
not?
Because like God loves it when we increase. And I know that for our ministry, when we started, we had to believe for like $400 a month to meet all of our needs at that
right.
time, right?
And it was a faith stretch at that
time. It was
time.
A faith stretch. And right. we would sow unto that. Like we'd sow everything we had, saying, okay, God, we sowed that seed. Now we're believing for $400, you know.
Right.
And then it started coming in consistently. And then we started going for the next. But we always sowed our way into
right.
the next level.
Right.
Because that seed is actually your increase.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
now, of course, we need millions of dollars on a continual basis to do everything that we do.
Right.
But the same God that gave us the increase on the 400 is giving us the increase on the millions. Back in those days, we were reaching maybe a few people a week with the gospel, right?
right?
Now we're reaching around 100 million a week
right.
with the gospel. That's a lot of increase, but
right.
it's because you sow the word that he gives you. You sow
right.
faithfulness, and then he lets you have more influence.
And the Bible says, so be it according to your faith. And so he's bringing us into new measures of faith. And as we see him come through in our faith, it's like it gives us more faith to believe for more. And then we sow that seed of faith and a greater harvest comes. And then we have, you know, because God's wanting us to be blessed, to be a blessing.
Yeah.
This isn't about us hoarding up or us stockpiling
exactly.
or being greedy.
Yeah.
It's about being able to reach those
yeah.
that God has put on our heart to reach, to do what God has called us
yeah.
as ministers or as ministries to do, to fulfill
right.
the vision that he's given to us. And so we're blessed to be a blessing.
Wow.
God will give us favor so that we can show favor.
Amen.
And God will increase us so we can increase our love and our generosity to others.
Unlocking the realms of blessing, favor, and increase. Joshua,
yeah.
there's such a spirit of faith in here right now. I want to share a personal
yeah.
need I have. Recently, we've been sowing a lot of finance into building homes for the poor and the destitute.
Right.
But we have a need right now ourselves because we're building a new studio because we grew out of what we had in order
right,
to increase the outreach,
awesome.
We have to increase our building.
Awesome.
But in order to build the building, we need an increase of blessing of the finances.
Right.
Could you pray for XP and all of you that are watching out there right now? If you could join us, because you obviously are watching because you enjoy the program, why don't we together lay hold of this next level of increase?
Amen.
And, you know, probably $1 million only $1 million would more
only.
Than do it for us.
That's
right now, and that's easy,
no problem for God.
Easy for God, right? And
yeah.
that would do it quite well for this next phase we're going into.
Awesome.
Would you mind praying?
It's awesome.
And you pray along with us too.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that spirit
thank
of
you,
faith
Lord.
That is in this place. I thank you that in your glory we can believe you
thank
for anything.
You,
right now you are opening, unlocking the realms of blessing in this place. Lord, I
thank
you that
Father.
You are unlocking and opening the realms of favor
you,
in
Father.
This place. Favor with God and favor with man. Lord,
thank
I thank you,
you
that you're opening and unlocking the realms of increase in this place for XP Media.
Thank
Lord,
you,
I thank you that you are increasing them. You're expanding them. And with the vision
Ooh.
Comes the provision. In Jesus' mighty name,
Whoa.
We thank you for releasing the finances from heaven. We thank you that you are opening up the windows of heaven, pouring out such a blessing that cannot even be contained. Lord, I thank you for just causing the finances to rain. Lord, I thank you for the gold. I thank you for the jewels. I thank you for the money, the provision that's falling right now in this place. Lord, I thank you for your anointing, your glory that's on Patricia King, on this ministry. Lord, on those
thank
that are
you,
watching
Father.
Right now, I thank you that you are breaking us through into a new realm of experiencing
thank
you,
you
and knowing you in ways that we have never known before. In
thank
Jesus'
you,
mighty name,
amen.
Amen. Now just pull it down right
Woo!
Now where you're watching. Just
yeah,
pull it down. Just grab
on.
It. Just receive it. Say, it's mine.
Yeah.
It's mine. It's
thank
mine.
Thank you, Lord. It's mine. And Joshua, in the measure that you prayed for us,
yeah.
a 1,000-fold increase
thank
for
you.
You.
Jesus.
And for those of you that
thank
prayed
you,
along with Joshua for the XP need, a 1,000-fold increase on you too. God bless each and every one of you. And you know what? Remember this. He loves you with an everlasting love. And that's why he's opening up these realms of blessing and favor and increase. It's because he loves you. It's because he loves you. We'll see you next time.
Simple Supernatural by Joshua Mills. Learn to live a lifestyle of miracles, signs, and wonders. Get equipped to live in the glory and operate in the supernatural power of God's Word. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 122 or go online at xpmedia.com. Order Simple Supernatural now for just $13 and be launched into the manifested glory of the kingdom. Order now.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
And so, Lord, I release your glory.
Breaker Team Partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
I see right now that the realm of favor is just opening up wide, and I'm hearing the name restoration. Just the word restoration is coming to me, that God is literally bringing restoration to many that are watching. And God's highlighting two names, John and Rosemary. I believe that you're a couple that's in ministry, that you've been serving the Lord for many years, and oftentimes in the work of the ministry, it always seems like you've been at a loss or financially, that you've just never been able to make it or to do all that God's put in your heart to do. But I see that realm of favor is opening up with restoration. And not only does God want to restore the things that the enemy has stolen from you in the past, but God's wanting to bring you into a new realm of favor and restoration of years that have been lost, where you felt like you have not had enough to do the vision. God's going to restore those years and bring you into a whole new season. There's a whole new season ahead of you right now for John and Rosemary. There's a whole new season of ministry. There's a whole new season of experiencing the blessing and being able to walk out that vision that God has put in your heart and birthed in your spirit.